Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Beijing, China. China, in its effort to rule the world, is ready to take over Taiwan. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes with the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The senator from Arkansas, who made the statement that China's ready to take over Taiwan, and the United States had better make it clear whether they're going to defend Taiwan or not. What do you think the situation's going to develop into? Could it be a war, or will China back down?
Look, the Chinese are threatening war. They're being pretty clear about this. They have been flying fighter bombers over Taiwanese airspace, over the island, and claiming that they are flying over sovereign Chinese territory. They have been building up their amphibious assault forces to be able to actually launch an assault on Taiwan. They are calling the overflights of Taiwan as combat drills. Even their aircraft carrier has been steaming along the side of the island. And what does the United States do? Not an awful lot. And not really talk about it much, not really talk to the Chinese much, not deploy our own naval forces as a deterrent. Again, I think the Russians and the Chinese are coordinating their operations here. I think they are testing the Biden administration to see whether they will be strong or not. And they're finding that they are not particularly strong. So this is a real problem. This is a real problem. And I believe weakness always leads to war. You know, this is serious business here. And we just don't see a serious business from the Biden administration. And that's why I think you have somebody like Tom Cotton, who is a serious senator, a former serviceman, remember, served in Iraq, saying that we need to make it absolutely crystal clear that we will defend Taiwan, and that Taiwan is an ally of the United States. And we have not made that clear at all.
Ken Timmerman explaining how China is going to take over Taiwan, even in light of America's opposition. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. China, referred to as one of the kings of the East, Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, will be in partnership with the Antichrist in the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. That's Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 to 16, and Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. This partnership with Antichrist will allow China to be the superpower militarily and economically that they want to be able to be today. God's prophetic word will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...